Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I am Murtiza. Well, in the program, The Teacher, we try to answer some of the major misconceptions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. The religion of peace, Islam, always points out the straight path. We have to be aware of that. You know, we as men is both a material and a spiritual being. And, you know, indulgence in material world does lead us to be away from the spiritual world. And also, there is another group of people that they believe in this sentence that spiritual uplifting seems to actually accompany a tendency to distance yourself from the material pleasures. So here, actually, we can see there is a conflict. So is it possible to solve the conflict in a way that one can actually take both? Of course, yes. Because, hermits as the ideal for humanity is not the best way. Everybody knows that. Unlike, you know, Buddhists and some Hindus, they believe so. As a reaction, making material pleasures the goal of this life is not a good way either. In between the two extremes, the religion of peace, Islam, offers the best way. The solution does not lie in denying the material needs and desires, but in denying their claim to primacy. There are part of being not the reason or the goal of being. As long as they are actually kept in place, they are important part of our life. For example, the problem actually is not the money, but the love of it. And wealth itself is not bad. It is a means of support. And halal wealth of a pious man, for instance, isn't forbidden. The efforts to earn a living is not against spirituality. So it is a religious obligation. But everybody is aware that this earning must be through halal means. You know, our obligation is not to make money, but to make halal money. This is a broader statement, and that is actually the basis for the Islamization of society's economic life. So halal earning should not certainly eclipse our primary religious obligations. Indulgence, even in a purely halal expertise, should not make us miss our obligatory prayers and hajj and etc. and etc. So here we are very much focused both on worldly matters and also the spiritual aspects of life as well. But let me tell you that I said if we want to enjoy both, we have to have a halal income. But what is it? You know, halal income is an income which is completely in accordance to all the income related rules which are actually included in the Islamic law. So it is basically this type of income which each and every Muslim should and has to earn. You know, it also can be defined as an income which is not in any way haram or forbidden. And of course, it is connected to any haram elements such as bribery, fraudulence, and etc. and etc. So there are a number of reasons that the typical Muslims actually want to earn an income which is completely halal in every meaning of the term and words. You know, the most important reason is that Islam requires them to do so. Allah instructed all Muslims to ensure that the revenue that they earn is completely halal and not haram in any manner. If a Muslim, God forbid, does not earn an income which is halal, they will be actually going against the instruction of the Almighty Allah Himself. So this is one particular reason that Muslims are highly required to go after halal and permissible way of acquiring income. Another common reason is because they want to make sure that they do not earn any spiritual demerits. You know, these demerits are actually demerits that Muslims earn when they perform a sin. So these are two major sins that Muslims are directly asked not to go after haram incomes.
Now I know we all have good intentions, and different ways we have to cope with stress. Before me it's easy, 'cause I know he sees me. Before me it's easy, 'cause I know he sees me. Now I know.
Hello everyone. Today's question asks, what does halal mean? Many people today have dietary regulations, be it vegetarianism, veganism, or being on the paleo diet. But have you ever heard of halal foods? Halal is an Arabic word and means permissible and describes the diet that Muslims adhere to. Halal foods generally refer to foods that are healthy, have been processed correctly, and are cruelty-free. The halal criteria specifies both what foods are allowed and how they should be prepared. This becomes most apparent with meat products. But halal does not refer to food and drink alone. The halal lifestyle is an all-encompassing way of living that is meant to protect a person from causing harm to him or herself, other living things, or the environment. In this way, halal, for example, can also refer to money matters. But how can money be halal? Halal money generally refers to money that has been earned through moral and fair means. This means that, for example, a person that reaps the fruits of his hard work and abides by laws is earning halal money. However, money that is not considered to be halal is gained through unlawful ways, such as stealing or fraud. A general rule of thumb for Islam is that everything is halal as long as it has not been forbidden by law. For example, a person is permitted to take up any job he likes. He can become a scientist and help people by designing new medicine and medical instruments. All these actions are thus halal. However, if he uses his knowledge to make bad inventions, such as torture instruments, then he has exceeded the sphere of halal because his actions can hurt others or his environment. This means that anything, property or action, is permitted as long as it does not cause harm in any way. Therefore, halal means nothing more than pure and lawful. Why don't we all live a more halal lifestyle, where we don't harm ourselves nor anyone else around us?
IRIB English Radio. Our website, www.parstoday.com.
Welcome back to the program. You're listening to IRIB English Radio, the program, the teacher. Let me bring it directly to your attention that seeking permissible or halal earning is a duty after duty. You know, in other words, working to earn a halal living is itself a religious obligation. And also, it is very much important from the religious point of view. And everybody knows that searching and seeking halal income is primary religious obligation, like even I can call it like prayers, fasting, and pilgrimage. So you see, this halal earning has a high position in the religion of Islam, that it is a match and it is also equally treated to very obligatory rituals that we have in the religion of Islam. So that's why the religion of Islam wants to pay a great attention to both the physical aspects of a Muslim's life and also takes a very good care of the spiritual aspects of the Muslim's life as well. So here we can simply find that there are many different ways that a Muslim can go through in order to use, his abilities, particularly to earn some halal incomes. And in order to make halal incomes, there are many ways that we have to make sure they are correct. You know, first of all, we have to make sure that we regularly pay our, taxes, Islamic taxes, and these taxes can simply help us to be cocksure that how much these earnings that we made is halal or not. And another way that we can make sure is actually we have to go and work for the establishment which does not deal with any haram elements whatsoever. So this is very important because in Western world, people don't care. Many people are involved, for example, in producing wine, selling wine, and processing wine. But here, in this, from the Islamic point of view, no Muslim can be actually engaged in any business like that. And of course, we have to make sure that the services that we provide are worth income which we obtain. For example, if a person provides a service and the service that he provides is not valuable, is not as valuable as the money that he receives. So here we cannot simply say that equal pay for equal work is obtained and is considered. So here we have to be a little bit more cautious because earning from this type of job might not be completely halal, and we have to take care of that. And another way is actually we have to make sure that we are not connected with those people who are involved in haram earning, you know, because more contact with these people probably bring us great negative impact. And little by little, we will be actually dragged after them. So we have to stop our connection, and we have to apply this connection to the atmospheres that these people are, or to these people themselves. So we can do a lot more things to guarantee that our income is certainly halal and not haram. But we must do and take serious actions and measures and put them in place. For example, we have to always remind ourselves that what we do and the way that we earn our income is known to the Almighty God, and He knows everything, so nothing can be hidden from Him. So this is a strong reminder. And we have to know that earning haram is a radical sin, and we will be questioned about it sometimes in this world and even in hereafter for sure. So here there are a lot of misconceptions, because the only thing that people is sure of it is making income and making a living. If, for instance, in the Western part of the world, is quite common belief that what you do is not important. The only thing is the result of what you are doing. So making more money is the first priority for those people without beliefs. But for us as Muslims, we always have to take care that everything we do is going to bring us positive or negative aspect, and we will be questioned about them. So please focus your concentration on earning a living, but the halal form. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and goodbye.
You can talk it down, turn the other way. Fear the truth, but it won't go away. Can you hear it calling? Yeah. You can write it down, but nobody cares. It's an untold story of our biggest fears. It can reach you with no warning. Yeah, yeah. When the sun goes there's nothing left around. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? When your knees are on the ground, you may fear, but it's allowed. Are you listening? 'Cause I need forgiving.